Chris Schott. Good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
Former Labor Senator. Well, I think you've been around for decades on the public scene in Adelaide, but of course you and Chris Pyne used to have a regular spot here in the mornings.
Yes.
The two Chrises. Hey, they were salad days, weren't they?
They were indeed. It's almost, it's over a decade now.
It is.
Several years, C1 and C2.
C1 and C2. You've had strong views about the AFL and the Crows for some time, and I thought it would be good to get in touch with you last night because I don't put myself forward as an expert on AFL matters or sport matters at all, but I thought our listeners are going to be interested in the Crows and what a dreadful season they've had and hasn't been much better for Port Adelaide. And I wondered what you made of all this. And you said, David, I have been giving this considerable thought.
Well, certainly for a number of years I've taken this up, my view, and expressed it to the existing board members at the Adelaide Crows. I'm one of the 150 that turn up at a thing called the Members Information Night in early February. It's not the AGM, it's just an informal meeting where you can hear a report from the board and a couple of speakers and then can ask a couple of questions and have a cup of tea.
Right. And you turn up.
And I turn up. I've tried, not every time, but I have been turning up by and large over the last several years, certainly since I became aware that the Crows are not owned by the so-called membership and neither is Port Adelaide. There is only one sole owner who holds one share and owns both clubs. That is the AFL Commission in Victoria. So all the complaints that people are saying we want change, the supporters of both clubs, particularly the Crows at the moment, want change. The only change that can be made is by the AFL Commission. Everything that people are raising cannot change unless the AFL Commission in Melbourne, made up by a majority of Victorians, I think, agrees to make the change. There's a story going, or Mr. Chapman has said he wants to step down as chairperson of the Adelaide Crows in the next 12 months. He's been on the board for 15 years, and I think he probably thinks quite rightly that's more than enough. But the membership will have no say whatsoever in who the new chairperson is. The board will make that appointment, and the board is not elected by the members. What will do, the existing board with Mr. Chapman, they will have a discussion. I presume they'll make a recommendation that one of the others on the board become the chair and get the authority of the AFL Commission by telegram or email to say, yes, we agree, so-and-so is the new chair, and that's it. The 60,000 members who pay $21 million plus a year to the Adelaide Crows in ticket prices have no say in that.
This was illustrated, wasn't it, at an AGM where the AFL Commission did not send a representative.
Yes.
Can you explain to us what happened there?
Well, the AGM is a meeting, as I understand it, that's held in a room with no one else that attends other than the board members themselves.
Right.
And under the Constitution, the sole owner, the AFL Commission, sends a delegate to that meeting to represent them. In the last couple of years, I understand, they don't even send a delegate. They send a note asking Mr. Chapman or somebody to represent them. So when the board meets to approve the annual financial report, the board approves themselves. There is no question, other than if the AFL decides to ask a question, but if they don't send a delegate along, it's a bit of a closed shop.
Does it matter? Is there a connection between the governance of the club and the on-field performance? Is it just a coincidence that the Crows have been performing so badly and we have this governance?
I think it can and does. Why? Because the board, in the end, is responsible for the appointment of the CEO, the senior staff, the coach, all of those and all the financial contract are all approved by the board. The board has to take responsibility. Like in a publicly listed company, the board of the NAB Bank, who's got a bit of strife at the moment, the board is elected by the shareholders and the shareholders can change it, and the board is responsible for all of those decisions as was exposed in the Royal Commission. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with anything like the banks, of course, but the board is not, they make the decisions on the running of the club, and the only thing they have to get approval of is the AFL Commission in Victoria, not the membership living here in Adelaide, and it's the same with Port Adelaide.
Now, that's the voice of Chris Schott. He's a Crows member, has been from day one. And we've learnt that he's one of the few people who bothers to turn up to these information nights. They're not annual general meetings, they're information nights, and you get asked a couple of questions and a cup of tea. Sounds like a token effort to me to say,
The last one I went to, which wasn't last year, the year before, after we lost the grand final, not even all the board members were present, which I really found a bit insulting.
Is this, though, a case of old man shouting at the sky? It is what it is. I mean, if somebody else asks, for instance, aren't all the other clubs the same?
No. If you're an non-Melbourne club, you're like Adelaide and Port Adelaide. But if you're a Melbourne club, like, I'd use the example, Hawthorn, the whole board is elected by the members who pay their fees every year. They elect the board. And then the board elects the president. The present president is Jeff Kennett.
Right.
But I just say one other thing. In the last 12 years, Hawthorn, with that structure, has played in 5 grand finals and won 4 premierships. In the same period, the Crows have made 1 grand final and lost badly. You could say Hawthorn model is better than what we've got because they're winning premierships.
Now, Robert says Chris is correct on his footy analysis. The AFL is a corporation. It's not a members club. John says, well, aren't they all? But you say no. You can at least give the example of Hawthorn.
Yep.
And you're saying, and this goes back to the history of the AFL.
Yes.
The AFL was the VFL. It became the AFL. The existing clubs that made up the VFL, they got to keep their club structure, which is about members.
Yes.
But we did not. Because
initially we were owned by the Sandful,
the Crows,
and then we went to Adelaide Oval and negotiated that Sandful would give up ownership of both clubs, but then it was passed to the AFL. The membership at that moment, several years ago, was not asked, do we agree that we become owned solely by the AFL Commission? It just went through almost in the dark.
Another listener says, no surprises here. It ceased being a game and became big business yonks ago. That's why this person stopped watching 10, 12 years ago. Yep, well, okay, some people they did get grumpy and they did stop watching, but a lot of people do. And that's why the taxpayers gave the AFL, effectively the AFL, $500 million to redevelop the Adelaide Oval. And we were done on the promise that we would get enormous crowds forever and a day. The crowds have started to drop off.
Yes, so Port Adelaide have always had less crowds than the Adelaide Crows, but I noticed in the last round, the last match of the year they played Fremantle, I think they had less than 30,000. As I understand it, if you've got to get close to 40,000 people at that match to make it a profitable match for the home club, that is Port Adelaide or the Crows.
Will anything happen, though? Because you are a student of politics. You have spent all of your adult life studying politics. If you do not have a way of cracking open the power stays where it is. It's wholly owned by the AFL. Is there any opportunity for this ever to be taken back by members?
As I understand it, when the deal was done several years ago at the new Adelaide Oval, this arrangement would last for something like 15 years and then be reviewed. So we've got about another 10 years unless the AFL Commission, under pressure, makes its own decision to review the structure and gives an effective say back to the members, which they don't have.
But why would they do that? Why on earth would you do that?
Why would you do that when you're in a nice little situation where you run both clubs, you appoint the board, both you will notice is that the non-Melbourne clubs, the president, are always very quiet in any discussion or criticism of the performance of the AFL Commission. Does Jeff Kennett or Eddie Maguire are backward in criticising the AFL Commission? Of course not, because they're elected by the members.
They don't rely on the AFL for their positions.
But if you were relying on the AFL Commission to reappoint you, you're going to be a bit careful what you say because they may not reappoint you.
Now, in another life, you were small business minister, federal small business minister. What's your view regarding the not-for-profit status of these clubs? Because I didn't realise they were considered to be not-for-profit organisations.
Yes, well, they are. considered non-for-profit.
But isn't that a ruse? Because you just make sure that all of your expenses are taken up with paying people very, 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 very good salaries. And
you don't pay a dividend, of course, because it's non-for-profit.
So that's where the money goes. Yeah. And you get to claim not-for-profit status.
Yes. And secondly, you don't have to meet the same requirement as a publicly listed company on the stock exchange. If you did, the governance rules of both clubs would be turned over by the ACCC.
Why?
Because they're running on a commercial basis where there is not both of these clubs are in effect a franchise of the AFL.
Right.
There is a thing called the Franchising Code of Australia.
Right.
And under the Franchising Code, which for 3 years, many years ago, I was the minister for, a franchisor, which is this case the AFL Commission, cannot run two franchises in the same market competing with each other. Because that's just conflict, and the people who have the franchise complain that the franchisor is given another franchise to compete against them. Right. So what you have is the franchisor, AFL Commission, owning two clubs, running them as a franchise in the same market, which is Adelaide, and that is affecting competition.
So what would the alternative be? Because you need more than one club.
In my alternative, if they're going to be non-for-profit, they've got to hand the ownership back to the members, because the members of Port Adelaide and the members of the Crows will all have a distinct difference about what they should be doing in competing with each other.
Yes.
So the sole owner, which is the AFL Commission, they're not too worried about the Blues going on in Adelaide and the Crows, so long as some money keeps coming in, the TV ratings, yep, the whole of the AFL structure is financially, it's now worth billions of dollars a year.
So long as everybody who's at the table is getting their fair of the slops, they're not going to kick up a fuss.
No, well, of course not. Have you seen any comment from the sole owner of the Adelaide Crows in the last two weeks making any comment about the internal review of the performance of the company they own? No, not a word, which indicates they're just ignoring what all the supporters in Adelaide or around Australia of the Crows are saying.
I hear what you're saying. And by the way, whatever you're saying, it must have melted our text line because it's just crashed. So
I'm sorry.
We'll try and get our text line back up and operating so that people can send us in their views. I think that might be because people want to comment on what Chris is saying. By the way, you can always call us on 1-300-222-891. We love your voices. But as soon as the text line's back up and running, I'll read some of those out. But while I hear what you're saying, Chris, it seems to me that nothing will be done, because who on earth is going to put up a private member's bill, and who would take any notice of, Mr. Speaker, I put up a bill to say that we review the not-for-profit organisational status of the AFL. Nobody's going to do that. You're not going to rock the boat.
Well, one thing you can, I think, at a political level,
yeah,
is ask the ACCC to review the rules of non-for-profit organisations so that the people who are members, so-called members, have an effective say. That is something.
That's the way you do it.
The way
that's,
you do it. ACCC says, we've investigated, the governance structure is too imbalanced.
Yep.
We want to make it clear that the clubs cannot go on operating this way unless they change and make themselves more democratic.
Now, we've only got a couple of minutes before the 10 o'clock news. Dan has called from Malvern. Hello, Dan.
Dan. So, Chris, do you think the super industry funds should be treated the same way? Perhaps not-for-profit status go and maybe it's company tax?
Well, one of the things quite clear is that the industry super funds are under a regulation, are under a regulator called the APRA and the ACCC. They cannot escape the review and the of those regulatory bodies established by the federal government over many, many years, and that's the way it should be. I just want the football clubs, who have turnovers of altogether billions of dollars, having the same sort of review and responsibility to the people who pay the money to keep them going.
Thanks for coming in, Chris. Well, we should get you back with Chris Pine. Yeah. I mean, if for nothing else, it would annoy Michael Atkinson.
I have to say, Chris Pine yesterday had an article in the Advertiser asking for support. I don't disagree with him, but I would ask him the question, does he think he as a member should have a more effective say in the election of the board that takes responsibility for running of the club?
That's Chris Schott, former Labor Senator and a Crows member for many, many, many years. After 10 o'clock, we're going to meet one of Adelaide's leading business people. He's got a remarkable story that takes us back to Hungary.